You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. For more than 40 years, the leafy Connecticut town of Fairfield has been home to one of the titans of the Dow, General Electric. But now the state of Connecticut is in a high-stakes game of will they or won't they with GE. The company said earlier this year it's considering a new home for its headquarters. GE says it objects to higher business taxes in Connecticut. A final decision is expected by the end of the year. So if GE does decide to pull up stakes, what will be left behind? From WNPR in Connecticut, Harriet Jones reports.
What's attractive about this is the first floor master.
Yes.
It's so rare.
So I'm
on the other hand, four bedrooms.
Realtor John Engel is showing a home in New Canaan. This community is home to GE's CEO, Jeff Immelt. The town prides itself on its quaint village atmosphere and on wearing its considerable wealth discreetly. Realtor Engel says the prospect of GE leaving, taking with it well-compensated headquarters workers, is pretty scary.
800 more homes coming on the market throughout the county is going to have a significant impact on the housing market in these towns.
And in addition to all those hard-to-sell multi-million-dollar homes, the region will lose the millions of dollars in taxable income earned by those seasoned, experienced workers.
It's going to be a real shame if this jolt to the housing market, to the local economy, occurs and we have to address how to replace those jobs, replace those kids in the school system, replace those empty tables at our restaurants.
And in New Canaan's picturesque downtown, one of those restaurants is a local favorite for GE executives, Chef Luis, owned by Luis Lopez.
Now that they leave, probably other companies will be leaving too, and that means there is no money that is going to be spent. You know, employees lose their jobs, you know, local people, so that means they don't go out. So it will hurt the business. Of course it will hurt our business.
Fairfield County, just a short commute from Manhattan, has long had a concentration of corporate headquarters and wealthy hedge funds, but it's been struggling to find its feet since the financial crash.
To put it bluntly, it's a seismic event if one of these organizations leaves.
David Lewis's company, Operations Inc., provides HR services to small businesses in Fairfield County, many of them tied to business relationships with big corporations. GE says it spends $14 billion a year with Connecticut suppliers. Not all of that would leave with the headquarters, but Lewis is worried.
For, you know, what it sort of sends in terms of a message about whether or not this county is still a viable place to do business, you know, that I think is one of the biggest concerns.
So there are business relationships, there's housing, and there's all that disposable income. But there's also community involvement. At a warehouse in Stamford, a forklift moves pallets of donated medical supplies. This is AmeriCares, a national nonprofit where the GE Foundation has spent millions of dollars funding programs since the 1980s.
They're very hands-on, and I mean that in the most positive way.
AmeriCares CEO Michael Nienhuis.
And the fact that we are close enough to have regular face-to-face meetings no doubt helps.
AmeriCares expects its relationship with GE to survive any headquarters move, but that won't be likely for other charitable activity here. Last year, GE gave some $10 million in charitable contributions in Connecticut, and its workers, who sit on hundreds of boards throughout the state, gave 49,000 volunteer hours.
People put down roots. Companies don't. Not any longer.
That's Chris Brule, the CEO of the Business Council of Fairfield County. He's taking the long view.
The idea of departure to find the right headquarters for your line of business doesn't mean that the people left behind in Fairfield County are going to be a smoking ruin, right? So we will simply move on and adapt.
Those who may be left behind will have to hope he's right. In Fairfield, I'm Harriet Jones for Marketplace.